This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Well, good Wednesday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580 from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. 60 degrees outside our studios at this hour, on our way to 75 and a beautiful sunny sky here in East Central Illinois. In Chicago, from the CME Group at this hour, December corn futures are up 3 cents at $3.28.5. The March at 341, 2¾ higher. And July futures into corn pit at $3.57, up 3. Next year's December, 374.5, up 2¼. November beans today at $9.39.5, up 3¼ on the last tick. January at 947, 3¼ higher. The May, 960.5, up 2½. And next year's November at 953.5, up 1¼. Bean meal down $1.40. Bean oil up 51 cents. Wheat futures are trading the soft red at 483. That's up 7 cents in the nearby. And the July of next year, the harvest month at 509.5, up 4¾ at this hour. Live cattle futures are now at 60 cents lower, 154.85, the last trade in the October. September feeders at 230.60, down 30, and the October there down 82.5. October lean hogs at $107.52.5, down 35 cents. Hey, have you taken time yet to sign up and pay for our Farm Assets Conference? That's November the 24th, the Monday before Thanksgiving in Normal, Illinois at the Marriott Hotel. And our program includes presentations on land value, crop insurance under the new Farm Bill, and the ARC PLC decision, as well as marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and the cash grain market. It should be a great day. The lunch and the parking also included for the $25 fee. You can call 800-898-1065 or just buy it online at willag.org. Again, the number to call, 800-898-1065. One of the folks that will be hand-in-hand with us in November and that joined us each and every Wednesday right here on our programming is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from Champaign, Illinois, to take a look at the marketplace and is on the phone line at this time. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, let's talk about the marketplace. I'm wondering what you saw in the overnight trade in the news in particular that piqued your interest and why we have just a tinge of green on the screen today.
Yeah, it's nice to see it for a change, isn't it? Well, basically, we saw Ukraine come out, you know, and lower their grain production numbers, but the numbers were exactly what the expectation was. So I don't see where. I think that's maybe given us a little bit. We've got hopes for export sales for tomorrow because of how deep a cut we've taken in the last week. And I think that's another thing that's going on here is just squaring and getting ready. I think, you know, you get so tired of seeing it go down every day, all day long. Basically, you've got people who are going to take a chance. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the day we're back in the red again, because this very much looks like a day trading market. You know, you got people who came in, bought overnight last night on some news, and then by the end of the day may just walk away and take their, you know, take their pennies and go home. But it sure is nice to see for a change.
The expectations then are for a lower market, I suspect, not only for today, at least in the corn, but for maybe a couple of more weeks as we really begin to ramp up harvest across the primary growing regions of the Corn Belt, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as we, you know, as yields continue to come in and confirm big numbers, and in some cases confirming even bigger numbers than what the expectations were, you know, the market's going to have a tough time. And, you know, it's going to have a tough time primarily because of the fact that with the big dump charges that we have, you know, and the high flat fees, they want farmers to sell across the scale just because that gives them the ability to move it out. You know, if you DP it or you HDA it or you just store it, they can't move it. And so, you know, they need to get as much storage space as they possibly can have. And so the lines for right now, from what I hear, are not too bad. But I would anticipate by this time next week, if we continue to have a relatively open harvest window, it's going to get to be much more difficult. Guys are going to be sitting for hours waiting to unload. So the trade, you know, we have to remember, we do have the grain stocks report coming out next week, Tuesday. And, you know, we'll all be looking to see once if the grain stocks actually add anything to this last year's stocks, or if we actually just reconfirm what we've had in the past. So I don't know. The implications don't look good for us. There are actually guys out there talking 180 bushel average potential. And I don't know if that could confirm when you look at the northern tier and what the northern tiers had. And yet one of my guys would be directly east of Fargo in Minnesota, and he believes that he is going to be 190. So I think where it's good, it's really, really good, and where it's not good, it's just kind of not good in general.
So let's go back to these grain stocks number. Feed and residual is always the figure that over time is difficult to understand. That comes out in the WASDE reports. But the grain stocks deals with the feed and the flex in the marketplace. Will it change very much at the end of this marketing year, which, of course, is where we're at now?
Well, I think when you look at the, that feed residual account is always a difficult one because, you know, I reckon that to the miscellaneous account when you're in an accounting firm. You know, in other words, because there's no good way, you know, we don't ask dairy farmers or hog feeders or livestock people to tell us what they use. It would be just ridiculous. And so that feed residual account, therefore, picks up everything else, too. In other words, if you have a year where you have really poor quality, and you expect that it's going to get blended, but then over 2 years you have another year of poor quality. If that disappears, it disappears out of feed and residual because it was there, but then it rotted or did whatever. And so you have that feed residual account there to kind of pick up the slack. And so it's always an argument. Every time I go to USDA data users meeting, they can't understand why that can't be a more accurate number. Well, you know, it's a number that does a farmer call up and tell the USDA when he just lost 15% of his crop because he put it out on a pile? No. So that's what the feed residual is. And so I think this is going to be a tough year to try and figure out what's going on because of the ethanol situation. And, you know, if you look at RFA, they say we used about 100 million bushels less to produce the amount of ethanol we did than what USDA says. And so, you know, next Tuesday's report will give us a much better idea.
All right. So anything else for the day that we need to make sure we discuss before I get along with some more numbers from the CME group in particular? I'm wondering, Jackie, because producers have some time probably where they might be taking off a few in-rows, they might actually get into the beans, that they're really considering some options. What do you think that they should do with cash corn at this point?
Well, you know, if you don't have a place to store it, you sell it across the scale. You know, I can't ask any farmer to pay 50 cents up front, you know, a 20-cent dump charge and a 30-cent flat fee like some places are asking for. That's crazy. I can't even cover that in, you know, by covering the carry on the board. So I would say, you know, you get rid of it and you just wait to see once if we find a bottom here and then we will find a bottom. And then we buy it back on paper is basically the thing to do. You know, and beans no different. You know, the bean complex, Todd, scares me. It really does scare me because the setup is not good. You know, the new four-year high in the dollar today, the non-threatening weather in South America, the earlier planted crop in South America, the big carryout that they still have from last year down there, all of those things would say we could see a much lower bean price. And the idea that I hear plenty of farmers talking about, well, you know, I'm on my corn acres, I'm going to really cut back on everything, and I may just actually increase some bean acres. And so if you don't have it covered on the board, you could be in a world hurt.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Jackie. I do appreciate it.
Talk with you later.
We'll talk with Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson again during the closing market report this afternoon. That comes up at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock Central Time. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. Our agricultural programming at willag.org. Futures in the corn pit are up about 2 cents at this hour. Bean futures up around 3 cents. Wheat futures are about 5 to 6 cents higher for the day. Cattle futures are down 60. Feeders are down 27.5. And lean hogs are also down 27.5. In the outside markets, crude oil up 31 cents. Gasoline opinion 6 cents lower. Ethanol futures up 2 cents for the day. And natural gas is just about unchanged. Diesel fuel trading a penny and 9 cents lower, and the gold futures. I have just a settlement price from yesterday, up $4.20 there. The U.S. dollar at 85 even is up 0.349. We'll be back at just about 1 minute till the top of the hour with another update of the marketplace. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.